Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods? It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting. You are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast, and the title of our episode today is They Want to Change, But I'm Still Angry. And I want to start by talking about the title, okay, of this episode. They Want to Change, But I'm Still Angry. Let me start by saying, please do still be angry if they are just wanting to change, because there is a massive difference between want and willing, okay? Anybody in addiction, 99% of them, at any point when they can tap into their honesty, they want to change. If they could snap their fingers and rewire their brain, they would. Abso-frickin-lutely they would do that. But want to and willing to is a very different thing. So I'm going to edit this a tad and say, they are changing, but I'm still angry. Okay, so let's go with that for this episode. They're changing. I am watching them change. I am watching them grow. I'm watching my recovering addict dive into their treatment. I am watching them get honest. I am watching them get vulnerable. I am watching them change their affect, their presentation, their demeanor, the way they respond to stress, the way they respond to me, the way they respond to challenges at work. They are changing. And I am still freaking angry. What I want to say is, please honor your anger. Honor it. It's not done. It hasn't passed through you yet. Okay? There are still micro triggers that are going on around you all of the time. You are still in a state of grief and loss. Not just for the relationship that you thought that you had, but for the loss of self, okay? This will forever change you, and you can have anger about that. Anger is healthy. Every single emotion that we have that flows through our body energetically, it is healthy. It is there for healing purposes. It is there to provide information. It is there to give you data. It is there to be released and to move with it. Toxic emotion, okay? Please honor it, okay? And to piggyback on our last session, talk about it. Do not hold that in. Do not keep it from your partner. Do not let it come out sideways. Do not look at the progress they're making and think, oh, my anger is going to set them back. This is the fallacy. This is the damage that comes in relationships that are trying to heal and grow and find some foundation of honesty to build from. Okay? Be honest about your anger. Be honest about the pain, the suffering, the trauma, the resentment. Okay? Please be willing during your touch points during the week to say, when I saw this, when this happened, I felt angry. I felt it in my chest. It is the same anger that I noticed when I found out about X, Y, or Z. And what I made up about that is that this relationship is never going to work. Okay? What I need from you, partner, is, and then invite them to something. Invite them to meet a need. Invite them to do it differently next time. Invite them to a deeper conversation. Okay? This is so important. Have your anger. And the more challenging part, be willing to process it with your therapist first and foremost, if you're in early recovery, and also with your partner. Share with them. I'm not saying they won't get defensive depending on where they are in their recovery, and I'm not saying they won't use it as an excuse to relapse. Let me rephrase that. I'm not saying their disease won't use it as an excuse to relapse. Maybe. And the only way forward is honesty, openness, transparency, and vulnerability. Do not withhold from your partner, because it does come out sideways. It comes out in, you know, just being like curt or short, or, you know, naming something else that gets on your nerves. It's really just a relational thing that, like, yeah, that's going to always be there. They're always going to load the dishwasher wrong. Okay. Like, let's not let it be about that. Let's let it be about the pain and the suffering that was caused by their disease. You know, not that they didn't park the car correctly, or, you know, didn't help so-and-so with their homework or get them in the shower on time, right? So please, let's be honest about the hurt. It's so important. It is okay to share that. You can have the fear and anxiety that comes with it that says, yes, but if I'm honest about my anger, if I try to process my resentment, if I name that, that could set them back. You are not responsible for somebody's recovery. They are responsible for their recovery. Everyone is responsible for their own recovery. Alrighty, my friend. You know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. If you were trying to find a firm foundation to build on, why not rock the boat a tad? See if there is a firm foundation to be had. Let them wrestle with emotion. Let them wrestle with shame. Let them wrestle with hurt and trauma. It is okay. They're doing that work. They have support systems in place. You know, and if I'm talking to somebody out there where that's not happening, yeah, they probably will relapse, but that's on them because they're not going to meetings. They haven't established a sponsor or at least a temporary one. They're not invested in their therapy. They're not doing task group or process group. Okay, then yeah, please process your anger and please also be angry about that because that's not someone that's willing. Okay, that's someone who wants to. That's someone who's in a cycle of addiction just saying, this will never happen again. I promise, promise, promise. Okay. But I'm talking about somebody who has shown that they're ready, they're willing, they're able, they're invested. Okay. And that's what we're looking for because by the time you are looking to do couples work, all of that is happening. This is not someone in a stage and phase of want to. This is someone who is very invested and willing. And you are seeing change constantly. And you still have your anger. Great. Wonderful. Process it. Process it in couples therapy and process it with your partner. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. If you like this, share it. Share it with your friends. Share it with your group. Share it with your therapist. Share it with whomever could benefit from it because this is happening all over the place. You look, go into your street and turn right. There are about, you know, if you can see down the street three homes, at least one of those homes is impacted by this disease. Okay? If you turn left, probably one or two. Okay? It is everywhere. It is everywhere. Let's talk about it. Let's bring it to light. There is no shame in this. This is disease, and there is a path forward, a path of healing. And that's what we're all about. So please share it. Thanks so much, guys. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.